You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To make it on the list, I need a quicker twist. To be the Rubik's master, I need to spin it faster. There's one thing we can do.
Loop the cube!
Burn. I need a faster turn. A sharp increase in speed is what we really need. There's one thing we can do.
Loop the cube!
That was Rip Ship with the mighty Lube the Cube, and we've got Callum from Rip Ship in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Good morning, very well, thank you.
It's lovely to have you up here. We've been loving this EP for a long time since it came out, so it's great to have you in for a chat, and also to talk about gig that you're playing this weekend on Saturday with Transistor and Nah Noise. How's the whole year been for you?
So far, pretty chill, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just been working hard. I've had a short break after Christmas and ready to get back into it.
Yeah, totally. You guys have a really specific sound. It's so unlike anything else that's around at the moment, which I think is possibly part of the reason why people are so attracted to it. You make a lot of noise for a two-person band. It's yourself and Ray on the drums. How did you kind of like come up with the idea for the group? Because you've got a lot of sort of science fiction references. You do a lot of like super heavy stuff. What were some of your inspirations when you decided to make a band?
Well, good question. We started just because we're in a relationship together, so there's not much point in us being like a drummer and a guitarist if we're not
in a band.
You know, in a band. Yeah. So that was the inspiration for just getting down and doing it. But our songs start with like me messing around with guitar effects, and then usually those effects involve octave pedals, and then we get a little bit of bass going on the synthesizer. Mm-hmm. So it ends up sort of layering and becoming quite massive pretty quickly. And I'm always keeping in mind all the different frequencies I need to be occupying as as the only person creating melody in the band.
It's one of those things, I think, when you listen to the EP, you think, oh, maybe this is what it sounds like on the EP, but live it's really different. Live it is just as hard out and as loud and as fantastic. How do you think about approaching your live shows? Do you have a bit of a plan for what you want it to sound like? Do you want it to sound like it sounds on the record, or do you just want to create its own thing in that space?
I'm always thinking about what I want the song to sound like when it's been recorded. Greebles is not a very good reflection of the way I like things to sound when they're produced. I'm not super happy with the sound of that album, but I do keep in mind how a song is going to be produced, and I try to play it with that in mind.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Greebles is not a good representation of our live sound as well, I don't think. But next time.
Well, I love the Greeble sound, I have to say. I think it's awesome. I am really interested in all the science fiction referencing that goes on. Also, anybody who's seen you play live, you quite often have your boiler suits on and kind of... It's quite almost Devo-esque sometimes, which I really enjoy. What is the science fiction angle for you both?
We're both a bit tired of, like, songs about love or heartbreak or drugs or rock and roll. And science fiction media is pretty much the only media that Ray and I consume. Whenever we read books, it's Asimov or Ian Banks. And whenever we watch movies, it's always the sci-fi part of Netflix or some old thing from the 60s or 70s. Yeah.
So it just makes sense.
We're just big fans, and that's where the inspiration comes from. We'll be like, oh, let's... we're talking about, like, entropy. Well, that's fascinating. Let's write a song about a computer reversing entropy, like in that Asimov book.
That's awesome. That's such a good way to, I guess, write. Lube the Cube is a particularly fantastic track, and it's also got an extremely, like, weird and wonderful video that goes with it, which pretty much does what it says on the tin. It's a lot of Rubik's Cubes.
A whole lot of lube.
And a whole lot of lube.
My God, so much lube.
How did you shoot this film?
Alan Jones Poole, who directed Fresher by Bluefish, the music video, she approached us and wanted to shoot a video for us.
Awesome.
And she brought the whole team. We had a DOP and camera operators and everything, somebody on art and costumes and everything. She just organized the whole thing, and we shot it. She directed it and wrote it, basically. You don't have to write a whole much. Like, it's just a Rubik's Cube competition with a whole bunch of lube.
Is it something that you enjoy doing, creating that kind of visual element to go alongside the sound?
I don't care too much for music videos. At this scale, I think bands that are more popular, it definitely benefits them getting those views and stuff. I think I don't really care too much at this point, because like only like a couple hundred people will ever see it.
But like, those people love it.
Those people do love it, and I appreciate that. But yeah, I don't want to say it's a waste of time, because it's a whole lot of fun. And like, we did a great job with it, and Alan did a great job of like creating it. Yeah.
Well, if it's fun, nothing's wasted there, is it?
Yeah, no. Yeah. A whole lot of lube got wasted, though. There were buckets and buckets. There's so much left over.
If people haven't seen it, you got to go and watch it, because it's just, it's out the gate. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Plume on Europa, excuse me, Plume on Europa is a track that we had on playlist for ages and I think kicked around the top 10 for a very long time. Can you tell us a little bit about the story of this song? Because it's quite, it was a beautiful sounding track, but it's also got quite a kind of... ethereal story going along there. What's this one about?
Yeah, that's one that Ray wrote in high school, I believe, that she sort of recycled for this band.
Cool.
She's obviously a drummer and not a guitarist or singer so much. She's getting there, but I just played some chords. It's a really simple song, like unbelievably simple. But the
usually the best songs are.
Yeah,
they usually are.
The guitar effects really carry it. So. I'm using like an octave down to pitch my guitar down an octave, and then I'm going into a shimmer reverb, which pitches that up an octave, and then another shimmer reverb on top of that, pitching it up another octave. So all of the modulation, wishy-washy, like pitch modulation, is just happening from like three pitch shifters trying to figure out what to do.
That's
basically
awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Well, we're going to listen to Plume on Europa now. Callum, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
No worries.
We'll catch you at Whammy Bar on Saturday playing with Nah Noise and Transistor.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for having me.
No worries.
Space now.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.